Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jan Lovejoy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. As I promised you, she is the author of Get Balanced. She's also the founder of SGN Nutrition. She's also the formulator of Emerald Balance and X Balance. She's a certified nutritionist and herbalist, and she's here to talk to us about how to be a little more, maybe even a lot more healthy as we live our lives and as we run our small businesses. Jan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you here. And I'm glad that you're here to talk to us about this, the, what you call the natural way to better health and with superfoods. You call them superfoods. And
yes.
I want you to talk to us about that in a second. But I always try to remind my small business owners out there that they're the alpha members of their company, and they have to show up every day just about, and they certainly, it's important for their employees to believe that the CEO of their company, the founder, the visionary, the driving force of the company is healthy and has energy. And you know, in my business, I don't know about other small businesses, but I think most of them are like me. I turn the lights on and I turn the lights off.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so I've got to be able to crank my tractor every morning and drive it all day long. And as we know, the way we do that is, a large part of that is by what we put in our mouths, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What are superfoods?
Well, superfoods are really foods that are jam-packed with health benefits. These are foods that are really high in antioxidants and phytonutrients. And what they do is they really help our bodies fight disease, so it's disease prevention. And proteins are really important for healthy brain and for muscle function. If we don't have a healthy brain, we're not going to be able to run our companies. And then there's essential fatty acids, and those are really great for inflammation, bringing down inflammation in the body, and also for brain health again.
Mm-hmm.
And superfoods can also be herbs and spices and even water.
Give us some examples of what superfoods are. And I'm suspecting that none of them are available from a drive-up window.
Well, they're not usually available from a drive-up window, but although they are putting a lot of salads out there, so there's hope for us.
All right.
But really, superfoods can be found in any grocery store, usually found in the produce section or the frozen food section, dairy section, meat and poultry, beans and grains, greens. Those are really the way you want to look at superfoods.
But let's don't talk about groceries. Let's talk about food. What I'm going to put in my mouth? I'm sitting at your table, and
okay,
you're feeding me a great meal, Jan. You've prepared this plate full of superfoods. What's on the plate?
Well, first thing in the morning, what I'm going to cook for you is a wonderful omega-3 enriched egg.
Is that different from the eggs I buy?
It sure is. Those
really?
Basically what it is, it's chickens that are fed flaxseed meal. And that increases the omega-3s in the eggs themselves. And
where do I find those eggs?
You can find them at any health food store, a lot of grocery stores, Whole Food markets, Trader Joe's. A lot of places are starting to carry them because they know they're so much better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that omelet, you want to put maybe some Swiss cheese in it because it's got high in calcium, or even some Parmesan cheese. Chop up some sun-dried tomatoes because they're high in lycopene. You want to put in some wonderful spinach and chard and things like that, even mustard greens sautéed, and put that inside of it. Those are great. That is a superfood meal.
All right.
It's a great way to start off the day. It's going to give you the brain power that you need. And also, it's going to help with the choline content of your brain.
Can I have some toast and jelly to go along with that?
You can have some toast, and you can have, if you're going to do some jelly because you really have that sweet tooth and you got to have it, just, you know, do like a teaspoon and put it on there. And if you're going to have toast, Make it really like a 7-grain.
Whole wheat toast.
Absolutely.
All grain. Folks, yes. Stop eating white bread.
Yes.
If you'll just close your eyes, act like you don't even know what kind of bread it is. Just close your eyes and eat a sandwich with whole wheat bread. You'll throw rocks at white bread for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. That's so true.
I've been eating wheat bread for 35 years, and I haven't eaten a piece of white bread in 35 years. And I'm telling you, folks, it'll make a difference. It tastes better, and it's better for you.
It really is, and it's going to also help, you know, keep that fiber going in your body, which you need.
Well, and you know, Jan, fiber is our friend.
Fiber is definitely our friend.
What about bacon? Can I have some bacon with my omelet?
Well, I would actually...
Long pause there, folks. I guess not.
Yeah, I would say that bacon would not be a choice.
I love bacon.
Food. Oh, but they have so many sodium nitrates in it and so many different chemicals in it. If you could find a bacon that didn't have all of that stuff...
What do I have to give up to have my bacon, Jan? Never mind. I'm just teasing you. Jan. As much as I like to think I'm perfect, I'm really not. And I guess this is one of the little holes you found in my facade there. All right. What about lunch? What's a good lunch? Superfood lunch.
Really have a great salad, and on that salad, maybe some dark beans. And when you're thinking about beans, you really want to think dark because they're high in antioxidants. They're much better for you. They have a lot more.
You're talking
protein
about black beans? You're talking about like Mexican black beans?
Absolutely. Those are so good for you.
Yeah, I like those. I like beans.
Yeah, and they're wonderful. You know, you can just put like
high in protein, aren't they?
Very high in protein. And really, for lunch, you want to have some protein with your salad. You want to have some grain with your salad. What that's going to do is stop that high of maybe, you know, having too much sugar, or you're going to peak up, and then you're going to drop. You're going to be hungry again in a couple
what else,
of hours.
What else are we putting on this salad?
You want to put some olive oil on. Olive oil is great.
I love olive oil. I cook with a lot of olive oil. I like that. That's good. It's good for you.
It is. It's really good for you. You want to throw
even though it, and it's no more fat than other oils, but it's so much better for you.
Absolutely, it's high in what we call oleic acid, and what that does is it really helps bring down your cholesterol levels.
Folks, I hope you notice that I'm having a really hard time pulling any meat out of Jan here. She's a little stingy. She's a little stingy with the meat. If you notice that, there was no meat in the omelet. I had to basically throw myself at her mercy for a little bacon this morning for breakfast. And you notice that this salad is not looking very meaty. It's looking awfully green.
I'm gonna
see if I can't pry a little meat loose from Jan. She's being a little stingy. And we'll do that some more. And I'm going to talk about, when we come back, I want to talk about water. Right after these messages with Jan Lovejoy. Her book is called Get Balanced. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those two out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. They're there just for you. We built them just for you. Jan Lovejoy is our guest. She's our new friend and soon-to-be old friend. She's the author of Get Balanced. She's an herbalist, certified nutritionist. And she's talked to us about how to eat healthier, folks, so we can have the energy we need to run our and grow our small businesses and lead our troops into this marketplace battle that we've got out there. Jan, I'm trying to get a little meat out of you because you're being a little stingy with the meat. And, you know, I'm a guy, and I like a little meat on my food, on my plate. You know, I know. Not that girls don't like meat, but they seem to be able to manage more than guys are. You know, I want a hamburger every once in a while. I want a steak every once in a while. I eat a lot of chicken, but the good news I think for me is I love fish. I love grilled fish and sauteed fish and poached fish. I like all that.
Wonderful, and I'm glad you do. And you know, you can go ahead and have that lean top sirloin. And I always tell people do maybe 3 ounces. Because
what about a filet mignon? I love this. I love the my favorite cut is the tenderloin.
Oh, you know, have it. Definitely have it, but just don't have 10 and 12 ounces at a time.
Okay, but 9.5 is okay?
Well, you'd be best off if you did about 3 to 4 ounces, which isn't a huge amount. But you know what? That's going to give you the protein that you want and the protein that you need for your brain. You really
But see, a 3 ounce for a 125-pound lady is not going to work for a 200-pound guy.
Okay, well, then go ahead and make it, you know, like 4 ounces.
Oh, wow. Wow, thank you so much. Happy birthday to me, Jan.
But you know,
can I have a baked potato with my steak?
No. You know what you can have? You can have a sweet potato.
I like sweet potatoes, but not... Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A baked potato is going to turn right into sugar into your body.
I know, but it tastes so good.
I know. And once in a while, it's perfectly okay. I mean, if you're really craving it...
Isn't that really the key? I mean, if you like certain things, don't deprive yourself of them for the rest of your life. Just make it an event. Say, you know what? Today, by golly, I'm eating a baked potato. I don't care what anybody says, but I'm not going to have one for 2 weeks after this.
Exactly. That is the key to everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the key to eating.
Cheeses, and see, I'm not big on the light mayonnaise.
Oh, good.
I like regular mayonnaise. See,
regular?
Yeah, I like regular mayonnaise, not light mayonnaise.
Right.
But I don't put a lot of mayonnaise on anything. I just put a little bit on.
Yes, that's everything in moderation. And when you make those choices, just think about how it's going to affect your body. You know, I want to eat this because I'm going to feel so much better. I'm going to have blueberries today, and I'm going to be able to have the right fruits and vegetables. Choose those things, and go ahead and have a little bit of steak and have your chicken, and definitely add that fish in there.
Isn't one of the keys? By the way, coming back to fish, what are the best fishes to eat?
Well, I really like salmon, and wild salmon would be.
Yeah.
Definitely
yep.
preferred because it's got the highest amount of omega-3s in it.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3s are just so good for your brain, so good for your body, great for inflammation. They've just found so many things with it that I would definitely recommend salmon, small white fish, very, very
especially
good.
the deep water, cold water fish.
Exactly.
Like halibut and cod and salmon and fish like that.
Absolutely. Those are the ones that you want to have.
Yeah. I heard someone say the other day that they didn't like the taste of water, and I felt sorry for them because I like the taste of water. I drink a lot of water. Someone once told me, Jan, and I've never forgotten this, he or she said, whoever it was, said, every chemical reaction in your body takes place in the medium of water.
Yes, absolutely.
So why wouldn't you give your body all the water it can handle?
Right, and they say, you know, just a mere 2% drop of water on our bodies creates a very fuzzy brain, and we just can't concentrate. We just can't think. And they say that when you are really thirsty, and all of a sudden you're really thirsty, it's too late. I mean, you really need to be adding water to your body every single, all through the day.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water. I drink water with my meals. I don't drink iced tea anymore. I haven't drank iced tea in years and years, 25 years probably.
Do you like ice water, or do you like...
The colder the better.
Colder the better. And I always tell people, I personally like room temperature water, and then I always add, like, a lemon slice with it.
Yeah.
Oh, they love me when I go to restaurants. Oh, can I have lemon on the side? No ice, you know? But those are the things that really help balance out your body, and adding some lemon slice to those people that just don't like to drink a lot of water.
Lemon is good. There's no question about it. What are some other things that we can do? We got about a minute. What's your last thoughts on getting us healthier?
Well, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Add a superfood drink. And you know, there are some really great tasting ones. In fact, Emerald Balance is a great tasting superfood drink. And you just
by the way, give us your website before we go any further. How can we find out about you? The book is called Get Balanced. Where is it available? And how can we find you online?
It's on sgnnutrition.com. You can also get the book through amazon.com. You can, and then when you go on my website, it talks all about different superfoods, has all scientific research.
Now, do you sell Emerald Balance and X Balance? Is that your product?
Yes, it is.
And I can buy that on your website?
You can buy on the website. You can buy it at any vitamin shop store throughout the country.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the website again. Give it to us again.
It's sgnnutrition.com. And
SGNNutrition.com.
Correct.
Jan, we got to wrap it up, but will you come back another day? We got more. We got a lot more healthy stuff to talk about.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here today. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Jan Lovejoy, folks. The book is called Get Balanced. I recommend it to you. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Paula Lovell. We're going to talk about optimizing your website. Stay with us.
I'm nationwide.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.